It's lunchtime.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Tzaneen and Rustenburg, 28. Johannesburg, 26 degrees.
New crash in Randburg, N1 South. A crash before the Malibongwe Drive exit. And Mareburg's dealing with a truck crash. It's on the N1 South at Albertina Sisulu Road. Multiple lanes are closed.
Well wishes continue to pour in from far and wide for the matric class of 2024. President Cyril Ramaphosa has commended them on multiple unprecedented achievements. The matrics achieved an 87.3% pass rate, the country's highest ever national pass rate. Here's Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Mokwenya.
The class of 2024 are a proud contribution to and evidence of our progress as a nation during the 30 years of our freedom and democracy. They also provide proof that we are undoing apartheid's planned legacy of intergenerational indignity, disadvantage, and poverty for the majority of South Africans.
Now, Rise Mzansi says more work still needs to be done to better the outcomes of maths and science subjects in schools. This comes after the Basic Education Minister, Siviwe Hwahube, announced that the pass rate for physical sciences dropped from 76% to 75% in the class of 2024. Here's Rise Mzansi's national leader, Songezo Zibi.
The class of 2024 has succeeded in the face of poor infrastructure and resourcing, crime in and around schools and various communities, and in some instances, basic services. I think we need to commend the resilience of the young people, their willingness and determination to learn and to succeed in life, and we really wish them all the very best in their future endeavors in higher education.
As congratulatory messages continue to pour in for the 2024 matric class, this group of learners certainly face some challenges. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
The class of 2024 completed their high school careers while the country was celebrating 30 years of democracy. However, this did not spare them from the same challenges experienced by their predecessors, such as violence at schools, poor infrastructure, and issues with school nutrition programs. The MK Party criticized the Department of Basic Education for the delayed release of results which disrupted tertiary applications. Meanwhile, the South African Federation of Trade Unions highlighted the high dropout rate. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
In news further afield, Sudanese volunteer rescuers said shelling killed more than 120 people. The rescuers say medical supplies were critically short supply as health workers struggled to treat a large number of wounded people. Fighting between the army and rapid support forces has escalated in recent weeks after more than 20 months of war in Sudan. And finally, a five-month-old gorilla rescued from a plane's cargo hold is recovering at a zoo in Istanbul after he was discovered in a box on a Turkish Airlines flight from Nigeria to Thailand last month. A vet at the zoo says Zetchin, as he's called, has gained weight in the last few weeks since he's been found. He's also showing signs of recovery from his traumatic journey. Both Western and Eastern gorillas are classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 2 in Afrikaans.
That is so sad. I mean, I'm happy that he's alive and everything, but literally a five-month-old gorilla found in the cargo hold of a commercial flight.
We're just glad he's alive, Alex, and happy and flourishing.
Absolutely. Let's get those. No revenge. No, it's fine. 4 minutes past one. We're the hits.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Days aching, nights are long. 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt. Somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong. And you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you.